How are you guys today? Good, thank you.
I scheduled you and Norv at the same time.
Oh, yeah? It's a plot. See, it's a plot.
A lot of people out there.
Yeah, I didn't realize we had this many guys. Thomas Davis really was more of a wrestling than was anything else. Dewan's still dealing with the wrist, obviously. Jeff with the sprained foot, he got it stepped on, so we're hoping that'll calm down. Brandon actually did some work yesterday and wasn't any worse, so we're pretty excited about that, optimistic. Lewis is more precautionary with the hamstring, wanted to make sure he got some rest as far as that was concerned. And Jonathan did a little bit more movement around today, so we're optimistic there. James Anderson, obviously coming off of the back that he had last week in the eye, has gotten better. Jeff Byers actually practiced an awful lot, a little bit more than limited, as did Charles Godfrey. So those guys really did move around a little bit more than limited participation sounds.
You expect Godfrey back?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Is that helpful considering where you were with your safety depth?
Oh, yeah. That's very helpful. It's good to have him back on the football field, too. He's a football player.
Stewart getting closer?
Say it again?
Stewart getting closer? Or?
I think he took a step today, but we'll see. I mean, again, a lot of it is how he reacts to things and see how he is in the morning.
Now that safety depth, DJ Campbell came in, starting role. How did you think he played?
DJ played well. He played very well. And because that, we're going to keep him at the strong, and we'll have Charles work as the free now. Charles a little bit more athletic, got some bursts, got some good lateral movement. Whereas DJ's a little bit more of a physical downhill type guy. Although I'm not saying Charles not physical, I'm just saying he's got a little bit more athleticism and covers a little bit more ground.
This is a lose for rookie for the season. And was that an injury that typically he would have to go down for the season, or just because it's so late?
I think because it's so late, and you know, there's no way he'd be back in 4 weeks. You know, if this happened in week 2 or 3, you know, you might use that injury reserve where you can bring the guy back on him. Is what you could have possibly done as well. So, but it is tough. Hiroki's done a lot of nice things for us. He's really picked it up. I think obviously the low point for him was the first Atlanta game, and I think the high point for him was the second Atlanta game. So he did a lot of good things. He's helped our young players an awful lot, and he'll be missed.
Sorry to bring up bad memories, but the last time the Panthers played in San Diego was 08. Your memories
of
that
Nelson
final
Rosario.
Play?
Yeah. Yep. Or Dante, excuse me, Dante Rosario catching the ball in the last play of the game. Could call holding very easily. It was a heck of a game. And you know what? There were a couple of players on this team that I really have a tremendous amount of respect for back then as well. One of them was Chris Harris, who really dominated the game as far as safety play was concerned. He ripped the ball, I think it was out of Gates' hand, and returned it for a touchdown. So, and you know, I know Chris very well. So there is a lot of memories as far as that game is concerned.
What's it like to lose a game like that on the final play?
It's no different than a couple we lost this year. I mean, it just rips your gut out. I mean, you feel you play well enough to win, and then to have something like that happen at the end, it's tough. It really is, especially if you feel like you've played well enough to win. But it was a big one.
Ron, Luke won Defensive Player of the Week and also leading the NFL in tackles. I mean, what have you seen from him as the season has gone along?
Steady growth. No, I really have. I mean, I'm not talking about as a football player in terms of his performance. I'm talking about who he is as a player / person. I mean, he you see his leadership, you see his maturity as far as leading the defense. You see how he rallies his teammates, how he handles his teammates, how his teammates work with him, how he works with them. And there's probably the biggest thing about Luke that I see us doing for him is just teaching him the little things. I mean, he knows it, he gets it, he understands it. Now the little nuances as far as the game's concerned that we can help him with, you know, and working with him and dealing with him, it'll be about me relying on my experience of having played in this league that I can help him with those types of things. But he gets it, and you know, it's one of those things too is, you know, don't overcoach him. You know, it's he's got it. He understands it. And, you know, in light of, you know, what we've seen in the last few weeks from him and from Cam, you feel very good going forward because now you're sitting there going, you know, this team has its quarterbacks of the future, you know, both on offense and defense. And I think that speaks very well for where this team can become.
You were talking about looking at the Panthers from the other sideline. Before you joined this organization, what was your perception of Steve Smith?
Oh, he's just a competitor. And probably my biggest nightmare was when I've seen it twice, really. One was on Philadelphia when we lost in the NFC Championship game. And then remembering the week before when he caught the ball against the Rams, and then going to Chicago and losing in the playoff game. You know, in the regular season, Carolina came to Chicago and we played pretty good and won that game, so we felt pretty good about ourselves. Then Steve comes up with the Panthers the next time and what I call it a broken play. Steve said he had it planned out all along, but he catches that first touchdown pass on a route that he converts, and if it wasn't for the fact that Jake realized he was converting it, and what turned out to have been a good play for us turned out to be a great play for the Panthers. So, and it's funny, I remember talking to Steve about it later on that off season, and yeah, you know, he you get a sense for he just wants to win, and so it you know, there's a lot of good fond memories I have of him having been on the other sideline.
He's starting to move up a lot of these all time lists.
Deservedly so, he really does. I mean, you know, this.
Where do you think he stacks up with some of them?
Oh, I think he stacks right. He's right there. I mean, he's, you know, and I might be a little presumptuous, but he could be one of the representatives for this team in the Hall of Fame eventually. And I think he's earned it. I mean, he's, you know, to join the clubs that he has as far as total yardage, 100-yard receiving games. I mean, it just, you know, it speaks well, first of all, for his longevity, and the second, for his ability to make these kinds of plays and do these things year in and year out. You know, I don't want to say he seems to have mellowed a little bit, but, you know, kind of that quote-unquote fine wine, he has most certainly improved with age, I think. And, you know, my only regret is that I will not have had Adam, you know, at his prime in terms of his ability because, man, the things that he can accomplish could be, you know, big time.
You know so much of their personnel in San Diego and players and whatnot and schemes and Coach Turner. And it is a homecoming game, but you still have to play the game. So how much of that knowledge are you applying into talking to guys and technique and that sort of thing without giving away game plan? I mean, you know what they do, but how do you...
I mean, you do, but you still got to defend it. I mean, it's funny. People always say, oh, they might know what you do. Yeah, but you know what? You still got to execute. And that's the whole thing about it. You can think you know. You might know, you know. But if you self-scout, you understand what your tendencies are, you understand what people might understand about you, you can change things very easily. You know, and like I said, Norv may be one of the brightest X's and O's and play callers I know in this league. So if Norv knows that you know that he knows and he thinks he knows that you know, watch out. So as far as I'm concerned, you know, we're going to have to play everything about as honest as we can, read our keys, do the things we're supposed to defensively, and offensively just attack them. And I think, you know, the best team that they'll win.
Coach, when you're playing a San Diego or Chicago team that they know you well, does it make it easier or harder for you based on what, you know, your last answer was, dealing with all of this?
Well, I guess my whole point of that is that it really doesn't matter. I mean, it really doesn't because teams are going to do the things that they do. Coaches are going to call the plays that they coach. And you have to execute what you want to do. You know, it's funny, so I knew he was going to throw a fastball. Well, then if you knew it, why didn't you hit it? You know? I knew they were going to run the ball. Well, then why didn't you make the tackle? I mean, it's because it comes down to execution. That's the bottom line in this game. You know, it's funny, you know, we beat Atlanta on Sunday, and people ask me about it and everything like that. Well, what's the difference in that game? Well, you know, we have five games that we should have won or we could have won. We had a chance to win. Well, bottom line is somewhere along the line, in the Atlanta game, we had a big play by Thomas Davis in the fourth quarter and a big play by D'Angelo Williams in the fourth quarter. That's what you have to do. You have to execute and you have to make plays. I've said it comes down to about five plays, who makes them, who doesn't. Well, we had two plays in that game, somebody made them. And I think if we could have had a few more, who knows where we'd be standing right now. But, as I said before, Sunday shows what we can become.
Compare emotionally to the Chicago trips for you.
I think it's up there because I have a tremendous amount of respect and I'm very fond of Coach Turner. I got a lot of respect for that organization. I think the Spanoses do a great job. And I mean, my time in San Diego was awesome, and I appreciated the fans. You know, my time there, we didn't have a losing season. Went to playoffs 3 out of the 4 years I was there. Went to the AFC Championship game. So, it you know, believe me, I want to win this game, just like I want to win when we play the Chicago, you know, the Chicago games. I want to win any game we play, but these games are, you know, they're the fun ones. It's like playing against an older brother. You know, somebody that that mentored you. You want to show them that, hey, I've gotten better and I've learned.
Do you feel like momentum plays a big role in wrapping up this season?
I think so. I think, you know, momentum and wrapping up the season is great, but I also think it helps to build the type that you really need to, you know, to do some really good things down the stretch. Could most certainly leapfrog into the next season. So, you know, we'll see. But, you know, this will be a big one, and I think momentum will play big in this game because we saw it this past Sunday for both of us. They went up to Pittsburgh and got started early, and they carried it all over just like we did against Atlanta.
Good.
We're good. Thank you, guys. Always good to see y'all. Just so you know, it was raining outside.
Yeah.